So how we always start out is I would like to have a short opening to bring in spirit. So if everyone can please just close your eyes, take a nice, relaxing breath. And we just want to open to Holy Spirit. So Holy Spirit, we thank you for everyone that you have brought together today on this call. We thank you for our six new ministers that we are about to anoint and have at our ordination on this exciting day. And we ask, Holy Spirit, that you be in charge. May we all come from our hearts and feel the love and light of God as we go through our ceremony today. So thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. I would like to welcome and thank everyone for joining us today in this ordination ceremony. With us today, we have the founders of Pathways of Light, Reverend Mary Stulting and Reverend Robert Stulting. And from our Pathways of Light office staff, we also have Reverend Deb Fee and Reverend Colleen Fee, along with eight Pathways of Light reverends who participated in facilitating the courses for today's ministerial candidates. So welcome, everyone, and thank you for being here. I now consider it a privilege to introduce the candidates for ordained ministerial counselor, and I will call them out alphabetically by their first name. And so we have Daniel Cratcha, Derek Marmon, Heather Pays, Louis Sharp, Maureen Yarberg, and Sharon Oliver. Ordained ministerial candidates, the Advisory Council has approved your applications and recognizes you are committed to being guided by Spirit. Each of you is a way shower and a role model, practicing mindfulness in your words and actions. As an ordained minister of Pathways of Light, you will have the opportunity to be a guiding light to many on their path of recognizing their own inner light. Your commitment to your growth, to sharing that growth with others, and recognizing the Christ in everyone you meet is magnetic. People will naturally be drawn to you and be guided by your example, the way you talk, the way you act, the way you live. Today's ceremony symbolizes a milestone in your life and is recognition of your commitment to your path of awakening. We honor, respect, and salute you in your deep commitment to being of service to Spirit. And now Reverend Deb Fee and Reverend Colleen Fee will read a quote from A Course in Miracles, Manual for Teachers, page 5.
Certain pupils have been assigned to each of God's teachers, and they will begin to look for him as soon as he has answered the call. They were chosen for him because the form of the universal curriculum that he will teach is best for them in view of their level of understanding. His pupils have been waiting for him, for this coming is certain. Again, it is only a matter of time. Once he has chosen to fulfill his role, they are ready to fulfill theirs. Time waits on his choice, but not on whom he will serve. When he is ready to learn, the opportunities to teach will be provided for him.
And Reverend Teresa Tomlinson will share a quote from the text, page 28.
You can do much on behalf of your healing and that of others if, in a situation calling for help, you think of it this way. I am here only to be truly helpful. I am here to represent him who sent me. I do not have to worry about what to say or what to do, because he who sent me will direct me. I am content to be wherever he wishes, knowing he goes there with me. I will be healed as I let him teach me to heal.
From chapter 6 in the Course in Miracles, titled The Lessons in Love, from page 99, Reverend Diane Bernay, Reverend Kathy Silva, and Reverend Vicki Rostand will read a quote.
You cannot teach what you have not learned, and what you teach, you strengthen in yourself because you are sharing it. Every lesson you are learning. This is why you must teach only one lesson. If you are to be conflict-free yourself, you must learn only from Holy Spirit and teach only by Him.
I said before, teach only love, for that is what you are. Only by teaching it can you learn it. As you teach, so will you learn. If that is true, and it is true indeed, do not forget that what you teach is teaching you.
An idea that you share, you must have. It awakens in your mind through the conviction of teaching it. Everything you teach, you are learning. Teach only love and learn that love is yours.
The candidates will now repeat their commitment out loud. Candidates, please take your phones off mute. I'll give you a moment. Okay. And candidates, together, please repeat after me. As a Pathways of Light Ministerial Counselor, I gladly choose to follow Holy Spirit's lead.
I gladly choose to follow Holy Spirit's lead.
I am willing to listen and be guided by Spirit.
I am willing to listen and be guided by Spirit.
To be of service by being a light in this world.
To be of service by being a light in this world.
And to help others to go within and access their inner wisdom.
And to help others go within and access their inner wisdom.
Thank you. It's so lovely hearing your voices all together. Now please put your phones back on mute. And now close your eyes and silently add whatever you wish to your commitment to Spirit as an ordained ministerial counselor. You will have a couple of minutes to communicate with Spirit silently. And to all the witnesses present, you may use this time of silence to tune in and reflect upon your commitment to the eternal Spirit that is within you. I will be quiet for 2 minutes. And now I would like to share a song by Kathy Robel. The title of the song is Let Me Remember. And everyone, please just continue to keep your eyes closed and take a breath and just relax. I'm going to read an excerpt from the lyrics, and then play a minute and a half of the song. So just rest in your heart and feel these words. Into his presence would I enter now, for I am surrounded by the love of God. Let me be still and listen to the truth. Let every voice but God's be still in me. Let me remember I am one with God. Peace to my brother who is one with me. Let me remember what my purpose is. Let all the world be blessed with peace through me. You may wish to continue to keep your eyes closed as Reverend Maria Felipe and Reverend Elaine Johnston share a quote from the Course, page 433.
Once you accept its plan as the one function that you would fulfill, there will be nothing else the Spirit will not arrange for you without your effort. He will go before you, making straight your path, and leaving in your way no stone to trip on and no obstacle to bar your way.
Elaine, you might be on mute.
Nothing you need will be denied you. Not one seeming difficulty but will melt away before you reach it. You need take thought for nothing, careless of everything except the only purpose you would fulfill. As that was given you, so will its fulfillment be. God's guarantee will hold against all obstacles, for it rests on certainty and not on contingency. It rests on you. And what can be more certain than a Son of God?
And everyone, please open your eyes. And now each of the ordained ministerial candidates will share with the group. Daniel, please share with the witnesses present about what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor. Please take yourself off mute.
Okay. Hi, everybody. This is Dan. I have to start by saying I'm full of gratitude for Pathways and all the amazing people I've met on the journey. I sat down and tried to put into words what ordained means to me, and the bottom line is I think it means walking with Spirit on a full-time, 24-hour-a-day basis, proudly wearing rose-colored glasses. My spiritual advisor, Wally, had to read about those rose-colored glasses, I think, in every course we went through. And what it means to walk with Spirit on a full-time basis, I struggled a little trying to put into words. So Spirit writes music through me, and I tried to see if I could play the first verse of one of my songs, but it came out garbled. So I'm going to read it, and these first two lines explain it really well about what walking with Spirit means. So it's a song called Joshua. Walking and talking with you on the beach, your footsteps much lighter than mine. Mentor, role model, brother and more, aura of color and light. Took such a long time to listen to you. Now we walk hand in hand. You're honest and gentle and speak out of love. So please help me understand. I think if I can live by those words, by Spirit's words, I'll be good. Thank you. I'm complete.
Thank you, Daniel. Derek, please share with the witnesses present about what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor. Please take yourself off mute.
Hey, everyone. This is Derek. I came to A Course in Miracles a very broken person, and it really transformed me. My mind, my emotions helped me put a whole different context to my life and helped me heal from a lot of the things that had led to me feeling very broken when I got to A Course in Miracles. And then last year I found Pathways of Light, and Pathways of Light took that healing I had experienced and really helped me deepen into it and gave me the tools to be able to help other people. So for me, what it means as an ordained ministerial counselor is that I get the opportunity to help people who are feeling now the way I felt then, people who have been through real struggles, who've known real loss, who've known grief, who've known pain, who've known suffering. I have the opportunity to help them because I've made it to the other side, and I have wonderful tools and processes and classes and this Accessing Inner Wisdom counseling that I'm able to offer people to help them as well. So to me, it's all about helping other people, but it's also about living a life very different than the life. It's about seeing the world in a way that the world doesn't see itself. It's about going for love in a world that wants to go for fear. I actually have some lyrics I wanted to share with you guys. I didn't write them. I'm not a musician. But this is from a song called Life Uncommon by singer Jewel. I've been listening to this song my entire past 20 years and much more lately as we're preparing for this ordination. And I feel like it just sums up so much of what Pathways of Light and A Course in Miracles teaches. The lyrics are, and lend your voices only to sounds of freedom. No longer lend your strength to that which you wish to be free from. Fill your lives with love and bravery, and we shall lead a life uncommon. I am complete.
Thank you, Derek. Heather, can you please share with the witnesses present about what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor? Please take yourself off mute.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for being here. The connection to me between us all is so precious. I feel that I've had kind of a couple of reoccurring dreams which have guided me in the journey to become a minister. I've followed my heart through many courses and spiritual groups, trusting that I would learn all that was needed to guide me to where I should ultimately be. My vision has always been the same. I keep hearing in my head, be the energy that holds space for yourself and others to heal and to share it. I felt this energy personally and tangibly in the form of the Holy Spirit, the feeling of being hugged by angels through many times of my life. During the most difficult physical or mental times of stress, I had a sudden awareness I was being hugged, and I wasn't alone. I felt such grace and peace. I've come to learn, or rather be awakened to, the realization that we are spirit by nature and can and should put that spirit into action. These lessons and experiences have been guiding me to discover the message that I need to understand, that I should be the flow of nature we are meant to be, to let that flow of love we are extend out and hold it for others to feel and transition towards. It is through this that I hope to bring healing into the room with me, to all spaces where others are trying to transition from separation into oneness. I choose to be that tangible energy that holds a safe healing space of love and safety for others to grow, heal, and be complete, to repay in kind what was gifted to me, to be that hug or that vessel for God's grace to come through to me, to someone who is struggling to learn and grow and heal. A second reoccurring dream, one of which I pay attention to in its great different elements that are all energy, sights, smells, and sounds in all its precise detail. In this dream, I see a meeting place where I feel an invitation to be the guardian of the space, to hold the earth and hold stewardship. In this reoccurring dream, I have all the details. I feel it is here now, already created. This meeting space is for Father to reside in, and all who wish to come, to hold ceremony, to discuss, gain more awareness. It is my desire to be this person and to help others here to access their inner wisdom. I don't know how, I don't see it yet, but I trust the path and invite helpful people to come and show me how I can accomplish it, as well as with God's guidance. So in short, being a reverend of light to me in this time means I wish to be of service, to hold ceremony, hold a healing space, teach, and to keep learning. I feel this dream and next step have been already presented to me. I wish to start with being the peace I have come to practice in my life, and through this, hopefully influence those around me to be the same and look toward realizing my dreams in the form they were meant to be, as I find my way home. And I am complete. Thank you.
Thank you, Heather. Louie, please share with the witnesses present about what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor. Please take yourself off mute.
My heart is filled with gratitude and joy. I'm excited to continue to listen and hear the voice of God and the Holy Spirit clearer and louder than ever before. I want to surrender my thoughts, my will, and my plan to His, so I may continue to heal myself and others, so that I may be the light and the love that I was meant to be from the beginning. I'm complete.
Thank you, Louie. And now, Maureen, will you please share with those present what this ordination day means to you? Please remember to take yourself off of mute.
Hi, I'm Maureen. I just want to, I have so much gratitude for everyone here. And for Pathways of Light, I feel so privileged and honored to be among you all, because this is just a true heart calling for me ever since the day I picked up A Course in Miracles. I would like to share something that I wrote, a little bit of what I wrote. So I'm not good at just pulling it out. So I'd like to read this. So life is challenging, full of change, heartache, and eventually death. As somebody who's been so hard on myself, and because of that, hard on others, it's an endless cycle of just you. I know that I could not step out of that circle of pain without feeling immense remorse, guilt, and shame, thinking, who am I? Who am I to step out of that circle? I am not worthy of being free. I must pay for my bad decisions and mistakes. That is just so sad, and it's not true. I want to help others, and in doing so, of course, help myself to stand in the glory, in the one thing that stays constant, which is God's love and the truth of who I am and who we are. We can let everything else go and be a beacon to others in this world of projection and perceptions. I'm complete. Thank you.
Thank you, Maureen. Sharon, please share with the witnesses present about what this ordination means to you and about the opportunity of being an ordained ministerial counselor. Please take yourself off mute.
Today, this ordination means to me listening less to ego thoughts and walking instead with Holy Spirit. First of all, I would like to thank Holy Spirit for guiding me to A Course in Miracles and to Pathways of Light. Thank you to Pathways of Light for accepting me as a student and for being the very best experience of my life. Thank you to my fellow students for taking this journey with me and to our teachers, for my teachers, for guiding me. Thank you to my family for supporting me through the hours of studying. And Dad and Auntie Brenda, I wish you were here. Thank you to everyone who has touched my life in a challenging or a loving and supportive way, as I know you have collectively shaped me and brought me to this very special moment in my life. I'm excited to be ordained today and will serve with all of my heart. To me, being ordained today means a fresh start, a new beginning, and a great blessing. I get to be of service and help others. And I'm complete.
Thank you, Sharon. And to Daniel, Derek, Heather, Louie, Maureen, and Sharon, we're all sending a big hug to each of you. Thank you so much for all your beautiful, heartfelt sharing. Now, Reverend Teresa Tomlinson, Reverend Wally White, and Reverend Lori DeJulian will read the following quote from A Course in Miracles, Manual for Teachers, page 72.
And now in all your doings, be you blessed. God turns to you for help to save the world. Teacher of God, his thanks he offers you, and all the world stands silent in the grace you bring from him.
You are the son he loves, and it is given to you to be the means through which his voice is heard around the world. Too close to all things of time, to end the sight of all things visible, and to undo all things that change. Through you is ushered in a world unseen, unheard, yet truly there.
Holy are you, and in your light the world reflects your holiness, for you are not alone and friendless. I give thanks to you and join in your efforts on behalf of God, knowing they are on my behalf as well, and for all those who walk to God with me. Amen.
We will now begin the anointing. Please hold your applause until all the candidates have been anointed and all the guests have shared. Thank you. Maureen Yarborough is anointed by Reverend Kathy Silva.
Maureen, please picture us standing facing each other, and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Maureen, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now I am asking Holy Spirit for a sharing for you. Maureen, it has been such a joy to work with you, to be your friend, and to journey through the courses together. I feel so much like I have grown as much as you have. And before we joined on the call, I asked Spirit for a message and for some words that just perfectly described you. And the first word is commitment. The second is open and compassionate heart. And then authenticity and loving strength. I adore your commitment to service, a being of service, and having a heart that is always open to everyone. And because of the journey that you have gone through, your heart is so compassionate. And you're able to meet with everyone with such authenticity and such strength. And this is the passage that Holy Spirit led to me for you. The still infinity of endless peace surrounds you gently in its soft embrace. So strong and quiet, tranquil in the might of its creator, nothing can intrude upon the sacred Son of God within. I now introduce to everyone present, Reverend Maureen Yarbrough.
Derek Marmon will now be anointed by Reverend Maria Felipe.
Derek, please picture us standing facing each other, and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Derek, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now I'm asking Holy Spirit for a sharing for you. Derek, you're such a beacon of light. Your authenticity is magnetic. You will be an extraordinary teacher of God as you continue to share authentically your life and share your healing with others. It's an honor and a privilege to witness your journey in the ministerial program and the deep healing and the uncompromising nature of really getting out of your own way and being the light. It's been an honor to walk next to you as your sister, holding your hand and remembering our Father together, healing together, going deeper together. It's been an honor to share our stories and an honor to laugh together. It's an honor and a privilege to know you and to walk this path with you. Continue to shine in such grace and to share your God-given teacher gifts with others. You're an inspiration. You're the light of the world. I now introduce to everyone present, Reverend Derek Marmon.
Louis Sharp will now be anointed by Reverend Lori DeJulian.
Louis, please picture us standing facing each other, and my thumb is now on your forehead. I anoint you, Louis, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now I'm asking Holy Spirit for a sharing for you. Louis, you've waited all your whole life to do this work. and the world has been waiting for you. May you bless the world with your light and your love and your pragmatic sense of listening to spirit. And I share this quote from the Course in Miracles with you. Remember always that you cannot be anywhere except in the mind of God. I now introduce to everyone present Reverend Louis Sharp.
Sharon Oliver will now be anointed by Reverend Vicki Rustan.
Sharon, please picture us standing facing each other, and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Sharon, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now I am asking Holy Spirit for a sharing for you. Sharon, our time together, the time I spent with you, was such a blessing for me and inspired me to grow and learn, because your courage and your showing up and what you said in your sharing, your gratitude for your struggles, was present in every meeting, every single week. You showing up no matter what the struggles, no matter what the challenges, and your commitment to this work and to shining your light and moving past and with a sense of humor and be willing to do the journey, and your commitment, and did I mention your sense of humor, was just such an inspiration to me. It challenged me to keep moving through, especially over the last year or more we spent together. And I am grateful for you having walked this journey with me and with Holy Spirit. And I see you as a beacon of light, of love, of joy, of commitment moving forward in sharing your light and your love and your journey and your growth and development. And it was a privilege to walk with you. So no doubt of your success as a minister, shining your light into the world and continuing to inspire others as you did me. The quote I got for you was, whatever your reactions to the Holy Spirit's voice may be, whatever voice you choose to listen to, whatever strange thoughts may occur to you, God's will is done. I now introduce to everyone present Reverend Sharon Oliver.
Heather Pays will now be anointed by Reverend Elaine Johnston.
Heather, please picture us standing facing each other, and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Heather, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now I am asking Holy Spirit for a sharing for you. Heather, it has been, well, it's been an honor to work with you over the course of this time, and I have loved our time together. It has been inspiring for me. It has, I'm going to say it has refreshed a lot of things for myself, and as I watch you grow and change and become even more of the wonderful person you already are, it's, your natural abilities to help others, to heal and to teach are just such a blessing to this world and to everyone who comes in touch and contact with you. And I just feel honored to have been a part of all of this with you. I have a quote, or actually a little blessing from Julia Cameron that I found for you, and it is called, "I am the dream of God, dreaming God. I'm a dreamer of divine dreams. The dreams of my heart are dreams which God fulfills for me. And as I yearn, my prayer is heard and the answer is prepared. My every thought, my every action is a moment in which divine support comes to me. I am never alone, never an exile, never a stranger from the heart of God. The heart of God holds me within its bountiful soil. I blossom there, rooted in faith, fed by the nutrients of divine love. As I source myself in God, as I draw my strength from divine abundance, divine supply, there is no lack, no shortcoming. Apparent delays and denials are truly detours which route me toward a higher good. I allow divine wisdom to alter and expand the dreams of my heart. I accept divine guidance, divine wisdom, and divine fulfillment. My dreams are good, and goodness is the nature of God. My dreams, therefore, are God's. I go to God for their fulfillment." I now introduce to everyone present Reverend Heather Paez. Daniel Cratcha will now be anointed by Reverend Wally White.
Dan, please picture us standing facing each other, and my thumb is on your forehead. I anoint you, Daniel, as an ordained ministerial counselor of Pathways of Light. And now I'm asking Holy Spirit for a sharing for you. I want to start by saying thank you. Thank you for saying yes when God put the option up for you and I to work together on this. I know from our many hours of time together and our great conversations that the people that shall come to you moving forward as just someone who's looking for counseling or students that you will usher through this same process at another time, that they are already truly blessed and in for some really wonderful, in-depth conversations that will allow new thoughts to emerge. I know that you have those rose-colored glasses that I choose to call your God glasses that allows you to put on that God filter of what you see and how you think about what you see and are experiencing. And that is a gift of yours. And now you're in a better place to trust it. You have always had it. And now you can truly trust it. I love that this process has given you the message that allows you to tell your human experience side to stand down and let the God in you stand up. And that is where we are now. So, with that great appreciation and understanding, I now introduce to everyone Reverend Daniel Cratcha.
And now we would like to invite any of the guests present to share. We would love to hear your sharing.
Please say your name before you share so we know who's speaking. And when you're done speaking, please say complete because we don't want to interrupt you and the next person will know that they can share. So please remember to take yourself off mute and the time is open now for anyone who'd like to share.
Hi, my name is Karen. I'd like to say this has been truly a beautiful experience for me, and I'm very grateful and honored that I could be here to support Maureen. Maureen, girl, I love you. So proud of you. Dang, I feel like crying. I'm so happy. You're a beautiful person. You've meant so much to me my whole life. You're like my number one sister for sure and friend, honestly. I'm so proud of you, and gosh, thank you so much for inviting me. And I think I'd like you to be my teacher, Mo, if you would. I think I would like to do it. Your ACIM messages daily have been mind-saving and provided me with a lot of peace and inner peace and serenity. And I just love you, Bunchers, and I think I would like to go forward with ACIM with you as my teacher. Complete.
Would anyone else like to share?
Hi, it's Rick and Matthew. We just wanted to congratulate Heather on seeing and completing this course and entering a new stage in her life and career. It's always been important to Heather to heal people, and for a while she was able to do that physically. And now this will be a new stage where she'll be able to do it spiritually as well. So congratulations, Heather, on your accomplishment. We're so proud of you. I'm complete. Sorry.
Who would like to share next?
This is Reverend Christine Anderson, and I'd like to say blessings to all the dear new ministers, and it's been inspiring to hear all your sharings, and I'm looking forward to hearing all about your journey. I know I'll hear from Spirit. Spirit's got its eye on you, and I know he's watching you like the sparrow. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches you. So thank you for all the steps you've taken and all the love you're extending. I love all of you and everyone here. Thank you. I'm done.
Pat Oliver.
Welcome, Pat. Go ahead and share.
Okay. I'd like to congratulate Heather and Sharon on their new journey that they're embarking on. And I wish them all the very best, and I'm sure they'll do just great. So thank you. They'll help a lot of people along their way, I'm sure. So I'm done.
Who'd like to share next?
This is Shane Marmon. Hi. I'm Derek's brother, and I say that I'm really proud of you, and it's been amazing watching you go through this journey over the last couple of years, and I'm just really glad that you've made it this far, and I can't wait to see what you're going to do next. I'm complete.
Who'd like to go next?
Hello. I am, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, I'm Deanne Cratch's daughter, and I just wanted to say the changes that I've witnessed you've made since you've begun this program are just tremendous. I'm so proud of you. I'm so grateful you were led here, and I'm so grateful that you led me to the program as well. Congratulations to you all. I'm done.
This is Reverend Deb T., and I just wanted to welcome all of you and thank you for bringing your love and light to the Pathways of Life family. I'm complete.
Stella Oliver speaking.
Go ahead.
Okay, thanks.
Hello. I want to congratulate my two daughters, Heather and Sharon. I'm very proud of them. I know they worked hard, and I know that they have good hearts, and they intend to make the best and help all the people that they can. And I think that there are lots of people who do need help. I also congratulate all the other students and wish them all well and many successes in their future life. Thank you. I'm done.
Hi, this is Karine. This message is for Heather. Just wanted to say congratulations. Thank you for being the rock to our family, for always showing love and caringness. And I'm so very proud of you for you finishing this course. And I'm really excited to see where this journey is going to take you and how you're going to be able to also pour into other people's lives. And then.
Hello, my name is Shelby Cratcha, and I am the wife of Daniel Cratcha. And I'm just so proud of him today for going through this, for becoming an ordained minister, Pathways of Life. He has always been a bright light and a good soul. And unfortunately, for many years, he was unable to see that in himself. But this course and this experience has brought him to see that light within himself. And in doing so, has helped him and will help him in helping others in the world. I'm so proud of him, and I am so grateful to have him in our world. Thank you. I'm done.
Anyone else like to share?
Hi, this is Reverend Teresa. I just want to say a big congratulations to all of our new ministers and to tell you that it was just a great joy to join with you for this last part of your ministerial training. And you just are so awesome and light-filled. I loved your sharings, and I just wish you every blessing in your ministry wherever it takes you. Hopefully our paths will cross again. So congratulations. I'm complete.
This is Reverend Diane, and it was a blessing to meet you and facilitate the last step to you that leads you to today. So congratulations, and welcome to Pathway of Light family. I'm done.
This is Robert. I'd like to congratulate all the newly ordained ministers and express my gratitude for their decision to be part of this community and be committed to following Spirit as their guiding light. And by so doing, being a guiding light to everyone they meet. This is a shared journey. We awaken together, and we share that with each other and with the world and support each other in the sharing. And I'm so grateful to have you be part of this journey and to join with you. I'm done.
This is Mary Stolting, and I just feel so blessed to be able to witness to this incredible joining and the remembrance that we all are part of God's love. We are loved and we are loving in our true nature. And we just witnessed today an example of that. And as we each take our true nature and let it be expressed through us, we heal the world together. We don't go home alone. We go home remembering the truth and joining and remembering the truth about each other. Everyone is love. Everyone is a child of God. And what a powerful day this has been to reinforce that in each other and really everyone we think of, everyone we have ever known. That's the truth about them, too. So, yippee, I'm done.
Anyone else like to share?
Hi, this is Jason, and I'm the son of my mom, Heather, and then also the nephew of my Aunt Sharon. And I want to congratulate both them, along with everybody else who went through this journey. I've heard the different tidbits from my mom throughout this journey of all the effort that she's gone through and all the growth that she has. So I've gotten a little taste of the journey that you've all been through. And I think it's an incredible path to take to try and bring joy, love, happiness to the lives of people. And so I commend you on doing that. So congratulations, everybody, and I'm glad that I was able to witness this little ceremony for everybody in here. But congratulations, everybody, and along with my mom and my aunt.
Matthew.
I'm done.
Jason?
Matthew.
Oh, it's Matthew. Side of
it. Or is it Jason? I don't know. Not sure.
Who'd like, anyone else like to share?
Yeah, it's Rick again. I just wanted to just quickly say congratulations,
Rick,
to everyone. As much as I focused on Heather, Sharon, and the rest of the group, I can see it all going forward and doing great things. Congratulations. I'm complete.
Anyone else?
This is Reverend Vicki Rostant, and I would like to acknowledge the work that Pathways of Light has been doing in the world to allow such a holy, blessed moment such as this to occur, to provide such healing in the world. And congratulations to the new ministers joining the other ministers through Pathways of Light to continue to do this healing work guided by Holy Spirit. Thank you. I'm done.
Who would like to share next? Well, this is Reverend Deborah Bredekin, and I just would like to share what a blessing it has been to be with each of you during this step. You know, the Course says giving and receiving are the same, and it is so true. And so I'm so grateful for the time I spent with each of you. I know we'll still be spending more time together as you're here in our Pathways of Light community. I want to thank you for just choosing to heal, choosing God, choosing love, and reflecting that out, and that helps heal everybody's mind. You're truly a blessing to me, to yourselves, and to everyone. So thank you so much. This has been such a beautiful day, and thank you to all the guests and all your beautiful sharing. My heart is just overflowing. It's just been beautiful. Does anyone else like to share before we close with a congratulations? Anyone else like to share?
Yes, this is Fred Yarbrough, Maureen's husband. I'd just like to say that I'm one of the fortunate ones. I've had the the benefit of watching my wife follow this path for quite some time.
No, I want to
and
see your leg.
I must say, it's had a tremendous effect on me.
I want to see your leg. Well, yeah, I want to see
your leg. Any better?
Honey.
Excuse me, someone needs to go on. Please, we're hearing a conversation.
Well, I can spray them, Jane, today.
No, you don't want to spray that stuff.
Oh, yeah, you do.
That's
not,
that's,
okay.
Did you get an appointment?
Craig, were you able to complete sharing, or would
no
you
way.
Like to continue? Yeah. I know we have a conversation going on back there.
Yeah, I would like to continue shortly. As I said before, I've had the benefit of being present as I watch my wife walk this path for quite some time, and just in the blessing she's given me, learning about my skewed perception and my growth in forgiveness has been a true blessing to me over this time, and I'm so proud of her as she's walked this path and completed this course and become ordained in Pathways of Light today. I'm just so proud of her, and that's it for me.
Anyone else? Someone else like to share? Okay. Well, then we at Pathways are truly blessed to have these six new ministers joining our community. And so I want to say congratulations to Reverend Daniel Cratcha, Reverend Derek Marmon, Reverend Heather Pays, Reverend Louis Sharp, Reverend Maureen Yarborough, Reverend Sharon Oliver. You are now Pathways of Light ordained ministerial counselors. Everyone, please take yourself off mute so we can give them a big hand. Take yourself off mute.
Congratulations.
Yay.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
The dog is barking.
Awesome. Our hearts are filled with gratitude for all the beautiful sharing we've had in this ceremony. Thank you to everyone for being a part of this ordination. This now concludes the ceremony, and you may hang up. Blessings to all.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Love you all.
Love you.
Thank you. Love you, Mama.
Bye.
Thank you.
Love you all.
Bye-bye.